Hi, my name is Sahar Syed, and I'm a scientific analyst at Aetion. Today, I will be presenting the use of high-dimensional propensity score in a Japanese national claims database. The performance of high-dimensional propensity score analyses to control confounding in U.S. claims data is well understood in the literature. However, the performance of HDPS is not well understood in Japanese real-world data given differences in healthcare practice and data collection. Therefore, using the known protective effect of COX-2 inhibitors on severe GI complications, we evaluated the performance of HDPS to improve confounding control in Japanese real-world data. Using the Japanese Medical Data Center data, we defined a cohort of patients newly initiating COX-2 inhibitors or traditional NSAIDs as their respective treatment arms. Patients were required to be new users with respect to both treatment arms and were required to be continuously enrolled in the one-year baseline. We evaluated GI complications as the primary outcome, defined as the occurrence of GI hemorrhage or peptic ulcers during the follow-up period. The follow-up period began on the treatment initiation and ended on the occurrence of the outcome, end of data, death, disenrollment, or 180 days of follow-up. Pre-specified covariates were also selected a priori to include in our PS models, including demographics, comorbidities, and medications, while candidate covariates for the HDPS model were auto-selected from the following: 3-digit ICD-10 diagnosis codes, ATC codes, and procedure category names. Next, we employed 1-to-1 nearest neighbor PS matching for initiating a COX-2 inhibitor using 3 separate PS models. In the first model, we included all the pre-specified covariates in our model. In the second model, we included pre-specified age and sex demographics plus the HDPS selected covariates. And in our third model, we included all the pre-specified covariates plus the HDPS selected covariates. Following PS matching, we evaluated the covariate balance using absolute standardized differences with an imbalance defined as greater than 0.1. Treatment effects were estimated using hazard ratios. Among the unadjusted cohort, 7 out of 19 covariates were imbalanced. However, covariates were balanced for the remaining PS and HDPS models. The hazard ratio was also higher for the pre-specified covariate models at 0.87 compared to the pre-specified covariate plus HDPS model, which had the lowest hazard ratio at 0.72. Therefore, the addition of HDPS achieved greater balance and yielded an estimate closest to the expected protective effect for COX-2 inhibitors, demonstrating its utility in Japanese data.